This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're just babble.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the real side. I always appreciate the time you guys are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Be part of the conversation. Get involved. Get engaged. Do something. You know, I've been saying this for years. Do something. Don't just sit there. You know, some of you guys that will do podcasts, and just for clarity, this is not a podcast. We're actually out on up to 48 stations across the country. And I appreciate the help that you guys give us getting out there. Yes, we simulcast or whatever you want to call it out on a few other platforms, whether it be, you know, Facebook, YouTube, Ustream, all that happy stuff. But for you guys doing podcasting, you know, one of the things I keep saying is make sure you've got your facts right. Please, if you're conservative, you're on the right or what have you, and you want to get your message across, don't just flick on your laptop and do it, right? Show them that we got some class. Show them that we care about quality. No, I mean that. I'm not putting you down. I'm not putting you down. I'm just saying we've got such a better product. Let's show it to them. Let's show them really what we're made out of and what we can do and what we stand for. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. And you want to be part of the conversation. So, I know I touched on this the other night, but I don't care. I want to touch on it again. I'm stubborn like that. What can I tell you? You know, we Kate Smith, right? She was the one to thank God Bless America. And somebody brought something up to me after they went back and heard the show later on. So, you know, Kate Smith's, we just found out that the Philadelphia Flyers now, they're going to cut ties with the late singer after racist lyrics she recorded in the 1930s. All right? And the New York Yankees vowed to replace Smith's 1939 recording of God Bless America. Does anybody remember when a lot of these baseball teams? I'm just asking. I might be wrong. Tell me if I have this wrong, because I've been wrong before. Does anybody recall when baseball teams wouldn't hire black players? They actually had a whole separate league for them. Remember that? The Negro League. Can you still say Negro? That's okay. Kind of, sort of. Right? I remember that. It was, you know, so they had their league so their people could go watch them play. Anybody want to use some context clues and tell me who they were and them and their people? The New York Yankees weren't known for their equality back in those days either. So maybe we should shut down the New York Yankees. Maybe the Yankees should take themselves out, you know, and not play baseball anymore because of their racist history. What do you think? I mean, we have allowed these people a license for lunacy. Anyway, for a recording and things that she did back in the 30s. I mean, she entertained troops. She did so many good things. And because she did something that was, I'd say, perfectly acceptable, not right, but perfectly acceptable at the time, was not looked down upon. Right? Very few people took a stand in those days. Anyway, Smith's niece, Susie Andron, told CBS Philadelphia, she says that she was appalled. Aunt Catherine was probably one of the kindest people I've ever met. She was certainly anything but prejudiced, which I believe. Now, think about it. Again, people didn't understand. I know some old people, older folks from the South, that we'll just say that they're having issues today, and they still use the N-word. Now, it's got a derogatory meaning. I get it. It does now. I know some people never considered it a bad word. So what do you do with somebody in his late 70s, 80s, maybe even early 90s, suffering a little bit from dementia, or maybe not at all, just a terminology that they understood to be okay? And you're trying to teach them, should we throw them in jail? Should we chastise them? Should we take everything away from them? Right? I mean, think about it. How far do you go with crazy stuff like this? I saw the pictures they took of an empty place where Kate's statue stood. And again, it's back to, you know, how much of this stuff do we do? How many? If we're going to be honest about this, if we're going to take racism out at its roots, why don't we go down the whole list of what went on in the Democrat Party? Let's see who we should take out of their roots. Who should we take out of, you know, every document that we have and plus? Right? How about LBJ? I hear he threw the N-word around. You know, I got to keep it clean. I heard he threw the N-word around like crazy. Should we take his name off of school buildings? Right? Maybe even kind of scratch his name out of history? Right? And again, back to, if we're going to hold everybody responsible for the things that they did 100 years ago, we'd have nobody to hold up. Nobody, because the only one I know that never made a mistake was Jesus. That simple for me. Anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes. Toco for our special guest coming up after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you it's short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new Charcoal Pore Cleansing Brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Tell him about the Twinkie.
What about the Twinkie?
We are back. Joe Bettini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time you spend with us. Yeah, go ahead. I'll let you finish your little boogie stroll around the table, then sit down, get back to the conversation. Joe Bettini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, whether you're texting, tweeting, sending me some information. I really do appreciate the time that you spent with us. You know, I don't have this guy on enough. I always have a good conversation when he's on with me. But, you know, Jeff Dunitz is the, I'd say, what do they call you? The head poobah at LynnBlog.com. You know, I hate all these fancy terms they have, like, you know, the executive editor, the, you know, head publisher. It's like, okay, great. But for real, you're actually the man.
But I was a publisher of a national magazine once, so I'm not a publisher. Poop head? liberal taunter?
Well, you know, I tell you what's funny about this, though. It really, seriously, when people were doing all these news websites, I always loved it when they would come on. In the early days, they would come on and they would say, you know, they're the executive publisher, the head, whatever, right. Whatever. And you're thinking, it's not a paper. It's a, you know, it's an online publication, if you would. So I never understood all this stuff. You know, how about an information disseminator? How do you like that?
Well, I'm a conservative, so I'm a racist, I'm a bigot.
Oh, that's right.
And according to Media Matters, I'm an anti-Semite.
No. Listen, you got to, Jeff.
That's a true story. They called me an anti-Semite once.
You got to have.
On a Saturday when I'm not on because it's a Jewish Sabbath, they called me an anti-Semite.
Come on. You got to admit, though. Listen, you've listened, I know you've listened to the show, and you got. So I've got Corey Duncan, a black man, on. And somehow he's racist. I have Xander Gibb on, and somehow he's racist. I mean, he's a homophobe, and he's openly gay. I don't get any of this. It's totally confusing.
Well, you know,
go ahead.
At least I know what I am. I hate myself now.
I wasn't aware. I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, I don't really hate myself, but, you know, if I'm all those things, I'm not a nice person.
Mm-mm. I love it, though. I got to tell you, know? I'm happy when they call me certain names. I'm happy when they do certain things for me because it means that guys like you and I have hit the button. We've hit a chord with them.
Yeah.
Make them crazy. And they don't know what to do about it.
Well, the sick part is because of my stance on abortion, I hate women, too. I don't know if they realize, but my mother was a woman. I married a woman, and one of my children. Well, she's almost 30, but she'll always be a girl to me. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
To be honest, I'm the one that's pro-choice. Because what I say is, okay, I'll get on your side if you give the fetus a choice. Now, the fetus can't make a decision until it's like 18 years old. So you have to give birth to the kid and wait till it's 18, and then you can ask it if it wants to painfully die.
I think we should legalize post-birth abortion and make it 50 or 60. What do you think? What's the upright number?
You know? Well, the other thing is for those who have had teenage girls in the house, well, maybe it should be 15 or 16, and only for females. But, you know, because somewhere when my daughter was about 14, I went to work that day, and I was the smartest man in the world. And that same day, I hadn't changed. I come home from work, I'm the biggest idiot. So I don't know what to do.
No, it never, it just, some of the stuff is just crazy. But look, let's hit some serious issues that are going on. In
okay, here's, you know, one more serious thing, though.
Okay.
The whole thing about lobsters.
Yeah?
I once went to a friend's house for New Year's where they did lobsters. I don't eat them because they're not kosher. But what we did before we boiled them, we held lobster races in the kitchen, and then we boiled them.
Well, you got them tired, so they wouldn't feel so much pain, and they'd be kind of worn out.
Well, yeah, but, you know, at least one of them got the thrill of victory before it died.
God. you're going to have Pete at my house later on today. You know that, right? I mean, they know where I live. I don't know how they found me, but they know how they know where I live.
People for tasty animals.
So Eric Swalwell, I mean, this... I can't even believe this guy made it into the legislature, right? And your article says that Eric Swalwell embarrasses himself with weird confession. But doesn't he embarrass himself on a daily basis, pretty much with anything that spews out of the side of his mouth?
Well, you got to understand something, okay? Eric Swalwell is living proof that evolution sometimes works backwards. Okay? Because You know, I've been to the zoo. I know some silverback apes that are a lot smarter than this guy. But his big spoiler alert is that he's a white man. Should I have told you to sit down first?
No. These guys are amazing. I mean, you got Beto O'Rourke. You know, he's bouncing all around the place screaming about how he knows he has white privilege. He knows he's white. He knows how bad it is. It's, my God, this is exactly what Martin Luther King died for. Not for the color of somebody's sin, right? I mean, about what we were able to do and able to accomplish. What the heck happened to us?
Yeah, but remember, Martin Luther King said, but by the content of their character.
Yeah, well, that screws them, doesn't it?
Character. Yeah, I mean, it's not them. I mean, then they'd be totally gone.
Yeah.
I mean, you have a serial groper running, you know, who might be running for president on the Dem side, and you got, I mean, these people are running for president. Think about it.
Oh, look, you're on the whole list of people running for president. You know what I mean? Seriously, and what they've been into and the stuff that they've been caught doing, and they really believe. I mean, look at Bernie Sanders, an openly devout socialist, and he's actually got, what's he, a couple of points away from Joe Biden? Doesn't that scare you?
Any time a liberal opens their mouth, it scares me. But, you know, I mean, he's going to get the jail vote.
Yeah, I know. I love that. That was one of the things I wanted to talk to you about, too. Interesting how these people...
You know what? You know what the good part about the felon vote is?
Yeah? Uh-oh.
You know their booking pictures?
Yes. At least we have... At least they have IDs.
You that was photo IDs.
I knew you were going to go there. Yes, at least we have photo ID. You're right.
Right?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. At least we know who they are. But, you know, I was thinking, can you imagine? I know I'm going to get in trouble for this. But can you imagine you can't have them in booths where you can't see them? They're going to have to be out in the open. And I'm sure one of those unionized prison guards won't have any, you know, any kind of influence over the prisoner. Anyway, we'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Jeff Dunnett's with me. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is stonewalling in the face of congressional demands for information on tax returns, Russia, and security clearances.
But we're fighting all the subpoenas. Look. These aren't like impartial people. The Democrats
are trying to win 2020.
House Oversight Chair Elijah Cummings.
I think that what the president is doing is extremely dangerous. He's basically trying to take away the power of the Congress.
A California man has been jailed on 8 counts of attempted murder after authorities say he drove his car through a crosswalk, injuring 8 people. A 13-year-old girl remains in critical condition. The Sunnyvale Public Safety Chief said there's no evidence linking Isaiah Joel Peoples to known terrorist organizations. According to witnesses, the Tuesday crash appeared deliberate. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Let me just get back to the conversation. Jeff Dunnis joins me. He is, we'll call him the publisher because I know some of you understand that term of lidblog.com. It's called The Lid, but you'll find it at lidblog.com. A lot of great articles there that you need to check out. And again, Jeff, thanks for joining me. Always have a good time when you're on.
And I always have a great time talking to you, so.
Thank you.
We're even.
So, we were, some of the best conversations happened during the break, right? I mean, seriously. And, we were talking about different things that are going on right now. When you look at who the Democrats are supporting, it's just amazing to me. But you made a comment and said, we'll talk about it on the air, which is, I am still at a loss, an extreme loss. First, the Jews are still not only voting Democrat, but very active in a party that doesn't protect them, that doesn't care about them. And, you look at Omar, look at the people that are so anti-Semitic, and yet, forgive me for putting it this way, but your people are still all about them. What is that about?
It's interesting because approximately 20 years ago, I started writing about the Democrats becoming anti-Semitic. But what happens is there are a couple of things that happen. First of all, until William F. Buckley threw anti-Semites out of the conservative movement was very anti-Semitic. I mean, one of the big names ran for president, Pat Buchanan, who actually said that, parts of the Holocaust couldn't have happened. Well, you say that to, I got family that not only died there, but I have family that walk around with numbers tattooed on their arm because they were at Auschwitz. So you have that. A second part of it is you have Bush 41. When Reagan ran for president the first time and the second time, he got around 45% of the Jewish vote, which didn't win the Jewish vote, but it put him pretty close,
Right.
And Bush 41, the first time he ran, he got about 40%. Now they get maybe 25, 30. But Bush's Secretary of State, James Baker, If you remember, his famous line was, F the Jews, they won't vote for us anyway.
Oh.
When Bush ran for re-election, it went from around 40, 35, down to 11%. And ever since that, it's been going up slowly, but it never recovered to the levels when Reagan was president. That's a big part of it. And I think it's the difference between, you know, every holiday, like just Passover we went through, is all about, you know, we're told 100 times, give to charity, give to charity, give to charity.
Mm-hmm.
And people look at the safety net, the governmental safety net, as handling that responsibility. But it doesn't, because the giving to charity is a personal obligation. So even if the government is helping out poor people, you have to help out poor people too. And I think that that's part of the thing that they forget, that it's a personal responsibility. Interestingly enough, you know, there are three main branches of Judaism in the United States: Reform, Conservative, and Orthodox. The Orthodox are conservative, meaning politically conservative. It's really the Reform Jews that are the biggest segment of Judaism in the United States. And, you know, they're not liberal. They're extreme progressives. Okay, and conservative Judaism kind of leans liberal. So really, it's what kind of Jew you are, what you believe in, and how much you study. Now, I personally believe that, you know, and I've written about this, that Jewish tradition and Jewish law says you have to be a conservative. Because Jewish law is all about personal responsibility, and conservatism is about individual personal responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
At least in my humble opinion.
It is. It's supposed to be, anyway.
Right. So, I think those are kind of the reasons why it drifted that way. And, you know, it'd be interesting to see what happens in 2020, because, yes, the Democrats, and I'm not just talking about Rep. Omar. You know, Barack Obama was the most anti-Semitic president since FDR. Okay, and I say FDR because when people wanted to escape Hitler and come to the United States, FDR decided that the United States already had enough Jews, so he didn't accept them. He could have,
you know,
it's true, though.
No, wait. I tell that story, and people think I'm out of my mind. You, who have studied history and who is a Jew, tell that story quick. I mean, quickly tell that story about him not letting the Jews into this country when truly he was sending them back for a death sentence.
Yeah, that's what he was doing. And the sick thing is that he didn't even let Jews come in up to the quotas, you know, because there were quotas for each part of the world in terms of immigration. And people actually came in legally at those times. And if he just went up to the quotas, he could have saved 200,000 of the 6 million Jews just by going up to the quotas.
Right.
But he felt, you know, he was an anti-Semite, and he felt the country had enough Jews. You know, honestly, around Thanksgiving at my house, I figured, oh, we got enough Jews too, but that's something totally different.
My family, God bless them. I'm 3,000 miles away from them. Most of my family's on the East Coast. There does reach a level where you go, okay, enough. Find somebody else's house to go to. You know what I mean? Anyhow.
Well, actually, even when we go to other people's house, it's just, I'm probably the most observant religiously in my family, and I'm the only conservative.
Wow.
You know, so I kind of, you know, I get shit, and what I'm very good at is finally ignoring. We were at a cousin's wedding in Chicago.
I have to remind you, so the board operator doesn't go crazy. It's not a. Next time we'll just.
We were at a friend's cousin's wedding in Chicago.
Right.
And, you know, I got the lecture from my wife. I always get, don't talk politics. And I don't. But I had a cousin who's just liberal, and he just wants to lay into me. We started talking about politics. I said, you know what? I said, I'm here in Chicago for a couple of days. It's like a vacation. Politics is my job. I don't want to work. But he kept just, you know, how he hates Trump, how he hates this one, how he hates that one. Well, guess what, Tom? And I had my wife next to me, like, you know, putting her nails into my thighs to make me, you know, to make keep me calm. So, sometimes it's hard to be around family.
Yeah, it is, and you know what's funny is that when it comes to this kind of thing, and I don't know where your family came from, I don't know your whole history. A lot of my family came here, you know, from Italy the right way.
Well,
you know,
Joe,
they had green cards.
I am the one behind the Russian collusion because all four of my grandparents were from Russia 100 years ago, and I voted for Trump.
Oh, did we have you checked? Did somebody check you out before you came on the show? Because I don't want to go through that for a year and a half, 2 years, you know.
What can I tell you? And once in a while I've had a black Russian.
I haven't had a black Russian forever. I had a white. I used to drink white Russians long. Well, it shows you my prejudice. See, I love Russia and I'm prejudiced at the same time. Pretty sad, isn't it?
Yeah, well, what can I tell you?
All right, so we're going to go for a break here in a second. But, you know, AOC's chief of staff, according to, you know, an article on your website, he backs voting rights for terrorists and all affected by unjust laws. What's really funny is when you hear these people talk, really get into it, every law is unjust that they don't like. Every law that has put them in jail. And what could go wrong with a with allowing felons that are still in jail. Now, some people won't agree with me, but my attitude is unless it's murder, because, you know, in my mind, if you've murdered someone, you've taken away their right to vote, so why should you get it, right? But, I mean, you've got people, once they paid their debt to society, if you would, I think they should be given the right to vote back. But that's once they've paid their debt, and they're done, and they're out.
Right.
Joe Mancini, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Jeff Dunnett is going nowhere. We're going to keep him duct taped to his chair. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't.
What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Some messed up white people.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. He might have sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate so much the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, and tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. I really do. And let's just bring him in. Jeff Dunnitz has joined me. He's the publisher, executive director, executive publisher, grand poobah of lidblog.com. That's the lid. The lid.
Fat, bald Jew boy. But well, that'll work.
See, I say fat guinea and they get mad at me. So, you know, whatever. Get over yourself.
Well, but I'm not a guinea. I'm a Jew boy.
Well, yeah, but
what
I'm
do you
a guinea.
You call yourself that.
That's right. See? I know, they're going to shut us off. You know that. They're going to just take me off the air now. Thank you so much. But, oh, you know, somebody sent me this, and I thought it was funny. This just in. I need one of those, like, sounders, right? This just in. Ruth Bader Ginsburg is deathly ill and in a medically induced coma. You know what? How would you know? You know what I'm saying?
That's funny.
Have you seen her at the, you know, State of the Union, whether it was Obama's or Trump's, and then you see her up on the, you know, on the dais when she's listening to a case? How would you know? That's all I'm saying. Anyway.
Well, you know. Did it ever come out? They made a movie out of about her.
They did. Well, they did make a. Did you see the movie?
No. Do I have to?
No. My wife watched it out of curiosity. I don't know why she put herself through that, but my wife watched it out of curiosity, and they make her look like a freedom fighter. They make her look like, you know, she's there for you women. She's there to take care of all you women out there. Hey, let's talk about your article.
The big movie I want to see comes out Friday. Which one? Endgame. Avengers.
Oh. Okay. You know,
that's the reason I had a son. You know, I didn't care, boy or girl. I just wanted somebody who would want to go to the Marvel movies with me because my wife wouldn't be caught dead in one of them.
Well, Marvel has taken, they've taken a hard left turn, haven't they? I mean, they've taken a hard left turn and they've broken the wheel so it won't turn right anymore. So that's, at least that's what I've heard.
You mean the comics?
No. The movie making portion of Marvel, what they're coming out with.
I don't think so. I mean, Captain Marvel, the woman who took over the role.
Yeah.
She thought it was a woman's lib type of movie, but Marvel didn't think so.
Well.
And when it comes to the comics, the guy who runs it, there is no way that he would be liberal. He took over the company from, Perlman from Revlon. He actually outmaneuvered him. And actually, if you want to have a fun read, there's a book called Comic Wars, and it talks about how this guy grabbed Marvel away from, from Perlman. It's really cool. And this guy, he actually came to America in 67 after the Six-Day War. He was an Israeli, and we always thought that he was Mossad. And he might be, but he's a friend of Trump.
That war where the Jews stole the property from the Palestinians? I mean, at least that's what Omar says.
No, it's what the New York Times says. Did you know that the New York Times said that Jesus was a Palestinian?
I heard that. I just, my God, what is wrong with these people?
But let's look at this for a second, okay? Now, the year zero, is that when he was born or when he was crucified?
No, it's supposed to be around the year he was born.
So, like, he was crucified somewhere around the year 35?
Yeah, 33, 35, yes.
Okay, fine. In the year 135, 100 years later, there was a revolt led by a guy by the name of Bar Kokhba, who was led the Judeans, that's where the word Jews comes from, led the Judeans to revolt against the Romans. Eventually, the Romans won. Bar Kokhba was killed, and a whole bunch of others were killed. And to really get the Judeans really mad, to really stick it to them, they changed the name of that province from Judea to Syria Palestina. Okay, so Jesus couldn't have been a Palestinian because it was the Romans changed the name of the country 100 years after he died. It's impossible. Yeah.
If you're going to bring history and logic into this, you know, they're not going to play with you, right? You know that.
Oh, I guess so. You're right.
No.
I apologize.
You try to explain to people. You act like Palestine's been around for a gazillion years. It hasn't been. And it's just always amazing to me how they're sure that the Jews came in and took this land away from Palestine. Will you guys please sit back and do your history? Would you figure things out? Take some time. Use your brains.
In a census in 1844, at least looking at Jerusalem, the people that there were more, the religion that there was the most people were Jews. Christians were number two, and Muslims were number three. And maybe by the year 1900, Muslims worked up to number two. But they were never number one until 1948 when Jordan took over. I mean, people don't look at that. And you know what the thing that gets me the most? The thing that gets me the most is liberal Americans who are Christian. Because if they say Jerusalem isn't Jewish, okay, now correct me if I'm wrong, because, I mean, I haven't read all the Gospels. But I remember reading in the book of Luke, wasn't there something like Jesus going up to the Temple Mount and knocking over the money changer tables?
Yes. Yeah, I've called him a den of thieves, if you recall.
You know what? I just remember that it was the Apostle Luke. It wasn't the one from Star Wars.
No.
Okay? But any Christian that believes that Jesus overturned the money table knows that Jerusalem was always Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
If you say it wasn't, then you know what? You don't believe in your own gospel.
Yeah.
You know, so, but you're right. Logic is stupid to use history and logic.
Yeah, and it really, it doesn't matter what's up. And I always get a kick out of the fact that, when, you know, when they scream about Trump and the damage he did by you know putting our embassy in Jerusalem, you know, I mean, it's just amazing. He said he was going to. And he did what he said he was going to do, and this infuriated them. The three before him said they were going to do it. They didn't do it, and everybody was happy with it. Which only tells me, and again, I'm not the smartest guy in the room. I don't have a college degree. But it tells me that, A, those guys were never going to do that to begin with, and B, the people didn't want them to. Right? I mean, it's, I don't have any place else to go with it.
I have to be honest. Even though I supported Trump, I didn't believe that he would do it. Because... moving the embassy to Jerusalem is the political version of the check is in the mail.
I like that.
He did it.
I like that, yeah.
And you know what? That's you know, everybody complains, or liberals complain about what he does. That's what he's, you know, forget that. The wall. He said he wanted to do it. People voted him for that.
Yep.
And he's doing it. How horrible is he?
He's got gay ambassadors. He has gay support staff. He has more women than he's had appointed to positions than the three before him. But he hates women. He hates gay people. He hates Jews. He's just such a hateful man. He hasn't got it right, but he's a hateful man.
And black unemployment
is
the lowest?
Yes. Yeah. Unemployment's been the lowest it's been in 50 years. Black unemployment technically is non-existent. I'm sorry. I'm missing something here. Either he doesn't understand or have a grasp of the English language, because, you know, he's racist, he's homophobic, he hates women. I mean, either he doesn't have a grasp of the English language, or he truly is mentally insane.
Or he's doing exactly what he said he would do. And now that he's not going to the correspondence dinner?
Yeah. Oh, but listen.
Against the First Amendment.
Bingo. Where in the First Amendment does it say that the president is to attend a correspondence dinner every year given by the press? The freedom of nobody's squelching the freedom of the press. They're not stopping them from meeting and saying anything. This shows you how sick they actually are.
That dinner is an attack Trump session.
Yeah, no kidding.
Look what they did to Sarah Sanders last year.
Yeah, I know. If I was Trump, I would stop every one of his people from going to that. I'd have my own dinner
That's
down the
did.
Street. Period. You know?
Well, he's having, was it in Wisconsin? He's having a big rally the same night.
Good for him. Yeah, all right, listen, we got to go. Tell people where to find you.
Libblog.com.
Can't make it any easier than that, you know?
And.
Yep. Well, they'll catch you there. We'll put it up on our website, we'll put it up on our Facebook page. People, Bernie Sanders gets frustrated as hecklers. I mean, can you imagine if he had Trump's hecklers? We'd have to bury him already. Joe Mussini, your host. Always a pleasure having you with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Jeff Dunnitz, thanks for being with me.
Thank you, Joe. Great talking to you. Bye-bye.